With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is considering a run for New York governor.
The New York Congresswoman is a close ally of President Trump. She rose to prominence following her aggressive questioning of Ivy League college presidents, publicly pressuring them to quit over their handling of pro-Palestinian protests. The president nominated her to serve as U.S. ambassador to the U.N., but he pulled her nomination to ensure the Republican majority in the House during recent voting on the budget. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul plans to run again in 2026. Democrat Congressman Richie Torres of the Bronx said he is considering a bid for governor as well. Bernie Bennett reporting.
According to police, the man who set the Pennsylvania governor's mansion on fire is a pro-Hamas supporter, saying he was trying to stop having his friends killed. Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro is Jewish. Police say 38-year-old Cody Ballmer of Harrisburg disliked him. Governor Shapiro says that an outside security review is needed.
I have total faith in the members of my detail and total faith in the Pennsylvania State Police to both learn from this incident and to continue to keep me and my family safe.
Democrats continue to defend a criminal gang member. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said Kilmari Garcia was rightfully returned to El Salvador, and Democrats refused to look at the facts. She said Garcia's wife filed a domestic violence complaint against him in 2021 in Maryland, just one of many criminal brushes with the law. Leavitt said that Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen went to El Salvador Wednesday to visit with Garcia, which he called an abuse of taxpayer dollars. Democrats continue to refer to Garcia as a man from Maryland when, in fact, he was in the U.S. illegally. Leavitt then brought on the mother of the Maryland mother, Rachel Morin, murdered by an illegal immigrant from El Salvador. Democrats have been silent about her murder. This is SRN News. A new poll asks parents about faith in their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 42% of moms and dads with children under the age of 18 pray or read the Bible with them on a regular basis. 34% of parents say they send their youngsters to Sunday school or some other kind of religious education program. And 17% of American moms and dads have placed their kids in Christian schools or are homeschooling them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study found that fewer women crossed state lines for abortions in 2024 than the previous year. One reason is likely the increasing use of abortion pills. The Guttmacher Institutes found that the number of abortions in states where they're legal increased by less than 1% last year, and the number of women crossing state lines to get them dropped by about 9%. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans took effect or were lifted. This is SRN News. The American Legislative Exchange Council says Utah ranks number one again in its annual Rich States, Poor States report.
ALEC President Jonathan Williams says Utah's taken innovative steps to address things like pension reform and property taxes, not to mention
becoming the first flat tax state. Before we've seen now seven states become flat tax states.
Meanwhile, at the bottom of the list,
states that have big government policies across the board, high taxes across the board.
Utah tops the list for the 18th year in a row. At the bottom, the high tax, high regulation states of California and New York. Bob Agnew reporting.
Severe weather may cause issues for Easter travel this weekend from the Midwest to the Mississippi Valley. A storm system could potentially bring damaging winds and hail with tornadoes possible Sunday. Storms started to pop up overnight in the central and southern plains. Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri will see severe weather later this morning. More details at srnnews.com.